Time now to talk a little bit of NBA with our NBA trader, Adrian Bourke. Good morning, Borky.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Going very well, mate. Now, Philly, they've made a big trade, have they?
Yeah, it was huge overnight. They just brought in Tobias Harris from the LA Clippers, who's having an incredible year. Probably got a bit unlucky not to be made an all-star. And then they've added him to one of the most stellar lineups in the NBA at the moment. Here they bring him in. They've got Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid, JJ Redick, and Ben Simmons. I mean, that's one of the best starting fives across the NBA. They've definitely moved the market. They've come in from $15 into $11 to win the competition. And to win the East, they've come in from $4.50 to $3.50. So exciting times in the East.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The big one, though, that everyone's been talking about, Anthony Davis, he's sitting out at the moment for New Orleans, isn't it, for seven years.
Yep.
And the LA Lakers have sort of dropped out of the race. Many people thought he'd go and play with LeBron at LA.
Yeah, well, LA basically offered their whole team for Anthony Davis in the end, and the Pelicans weren't happy enough with the amount of picks they were getting.
I think they had to give up six players for him or something, wasn't it?
Six players and four picks.
Yeah.
Nearly six picks. So, I mean, I'm sort of glad that didn't go through, because we probably would have seen Magic Johnson back out on the court. They would have had no one left.
So, I mean, it's good.
It's a good thing that didn't happen. The Lakers have plenty of good kids there. Anthony Davis would have been great with LeBron James, but they just would have lost too much. I mean, it's just not worth it in the interim.
Yeah. And yesterday, Aussie Ben Simmons, he played strongly, I think 20 points, about five rebounds. But in saying all that, they lost.
Yeah, I mean, the Raptors are a strong unit, aren't they? Like, they're still missing their big guys as well. So the Raptors are going to be super strong come the Eastern Conference playoffs too. So, I mean, the East is stacked. Like, we can't forget about Milwaukee there. They're up the top with only 13 losses in the year. They just bolstered their lineup with a trade with Stanley Johnson coming in. I mean, it's going to be so exciting in the East. I think it's going to be much better than the Western Conference playoffs.
Yeah, there's a big game today. Sacramento taking on Houston. Sacramento, the outsiders, $2.25. Houston favourites, $1.65. Who do you like in that one?
Yeah, I mean, it's slim pickings today. It's not one of the best NBA days, especially come I think the trades have been a bit more exciting than today's games. But yeah, $2.25 Sacramento. They're playing really well this year. They've stepped it up. De'Aaron Fox is their point guard. He's really exciting. He's going to match up against Chris Paul. So that's going to be a fun matchup. And our short price MVP, James Harden's running amok. So I can see him putting up a big score. I mean, I think Sacramento at 225 are going to be value in a shootout. So I think it's going to be really high scoring today.
Okay, so take the 225 and the high score Sacramento there. You got a big sports breakfast special for us?
Yeah, we're going to run with James Harden to score 20-plus points in each half against Sacramento. Now, I mean, 20-plus points in each half sounds big, but he is in for 39 points in the match, so he's already looking at having a big score. So $4, James Harden to score 20-plus points in each half today.
20-plus points.
Wow.
And what's he been averaging, mate?
He's averaging in the high 30s, low 40s in the last probably 15 games, so I mean, it's a really good matchup for him. They don't really have someone that can guard him. There's no rim protection, so he's going to be able to get to the ring often enough, and he'll get to the free throw line a lot. Yeah. And because it's a tight betting match, we're going to see him play lots of minutes. So I'm expecting him to get 40-plus today, 20-plus points in each half, $4.
Have you got a value play of the day?
Yeah, value play of the day. Last week, I picked up the Bulls at 550, and they got it easy. So I'm hoping to go back-to-back here. We're going to take Giannis, playing for Milwaukee, 35-plus points and win at $3.50 versus Washington.
So Giannis, 35-plus with Milwaukee winning.
Yes, $3.50. I think he's in for a massive game. He's got Jeff Green on him, who isn't one of the best defenders in the competition. I think he'll run amok.
Okay, there you go. You can go to the value play of the day there, Giannis 35-plus and the win at $3.50 versus Milwaukee. Thanks for that, Adrian Bourke.
All right, fellas.